السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما يأمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله فعسى أولئك أن يكونوا من المهتدين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أحب البلاد إلى الله مساجدها وأبغض البلاد إلى الله أسواقها، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, summa Alhamdulillah, with the grace of Almighty Allah, Alhamdulillah, in our masjid we have the new carpet. You can see everybody liked it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has give hidayah to one individual who has taken all the cost of this carpet. May Allah reward him and give a lot of barakat in his risk and sustenance. Make sadqatul jariyah for him and whole family. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged to build a masajid in different places. And Aisha qalat radiallahu ta'ala anha amara رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ببناء المسجد اور ببناء المساجد فی الدور وان تنظف وتطیب، او کما قال. That in the time of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, other than Masjid al-Nabawi, which used to be main center of Madinah Munawwara, there were 8 to 9 different masajid in Madinah Munawwara while Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was alive. In different streets and areas, there was a small masajid. So this is what Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded to build a masajid in different areas for the convenience of the sahaba and people. And then watunazzaf watutayyib, and purify it and perfume it and make clean and neat. So making the masjid clean and neat and do the perfume every Friday, this is great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is an incident that Tamim Dari radiallahu ta'ala an was from Yemen, very wealthy family. And at that time, Yemen was very civilized country. They were very advanced and rich people there. So when he came to Madinah Munawwara and he embraced Islam and he came to the masjid during the night time, he found the Masjid al-Nabawi was very simple structure. Only palm leaves and, you know, trunk of the palm tree and leaves and little mud. That was the roof of the Masjid al-Nabawi. Simple. And there was no intizam, or there was no any arrangement to remove the darkness. They used to have a little bit, you know, some kind of lamps. They used to burn, you know, the branches of the tree, and that's it. So when Tamim Dari radiallahu ta'ala came and he found that in our place in Yemen, the palaces of the kings and rulers, they are so big and huge, and they have chandeliers and lamps, and look at the house of Allah. It's so in pathetic condition. So he went back to Yemen and he brought some lanterns from Yemen. And he arrived back and he put the lantern just before sunset in the Masjid al-Nabawi. And that was the first time lantern was used in Masjid al-Nabawi. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and he found the masjid is bright, He became so happy. He asked, who did it? So they say this is a new Muslim, Tamim Dari. He came from Yemen and he brought it. Rasulullah was so overwhelmed and pleased with this changing, because they never had any kind of lamp and lanterns in Madina Munawwara. So he said, I wish if I would have a daughter, I would make him my son-in-law. That much appreciation shown by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that I wish I would have daughters. He did such a great job. He brightened the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what the appreciation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, alhamdulillah, anything new to the masjid is nothing extra, but it is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And to make the khidmat and service of the masjid is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because masjid is the house of Allah. Innal masajid lillah. Wherever is built, it is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why it is waqaf. No one claims that I build a whole masjid with my own expense or wealth, so I rule over it. No. He has to make waqaf fi sabilillah, for the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, salat cannot be done in that kind of house if a builder is claiming it only belong to me and I authorize to whom should anyone can pray, or I can stop anybody not to pray, not to allow to inside, like in our houses. It's not that kind of property. When once a masjid is built, it is forever the house of Allah. No one can claim over it. There was an old lady, Abyssinian, very unknown, but she used to love the Masjid al-Nabawi so much. She used to come, and now and then she used to clean the masjid, to remove the dirt and leaves, and you know, and used to try to make the masjid tiny, you know, tidy and clean. So one night she passed away because she was just ordinary lady, old lady, Abyssinian. So Sahaba didn't take care to inform Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They arranged her burial and buried her during the night. Next morning, after the Fajr Salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, where is that old lady used to come and clean the masjid? So they informed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, last night she passed away. And because it was night time, so we didn't disturb you. We arranged her burial and Salatul Janazah, and we buried her last night. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam became upset, and he commanded the Sahaba, anyone passes away, die during in the Madina Munawwara, let me know, regardless what time it is, because he's a citizen of Madina Munawwara. So I can perform the Salatul Janazah and I make dua maghfirat for him. So in future, don't just do it without my information, let me know about it. Then he said, take me to the Jannatul Baqi, the cemetery of Madina Munawwara. So Sahaba was very shocked. Why Rasulullah making so much of arrangement and fikr for this old lady? She just passed away. Rasulullah made an effort to go to her grave. And the Sahaba appointed, this is the grave where we buried that old lady. Rasulullah performed Salatul Janazah there on the grave. And he made dua. Dua maghfirat for that lady. When Rasulullah did so much for that, you know, lady, so Sahaba were amazed. So Rasulullah, after making dua, turned towards Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhi majma'in and informed that last night I have seen that lady in Jannah. That lady is already in paradise. Why? Because she was taking care of the house of Allah. She was cleaning the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I have seen in my dream. And that's why I was worried what happened to that lady. So she is not an ordinary lady. Maybe in the eyes of people, she was ordinary. But because of her service and connection, to the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala appreciated and granted him Jannah. That's why it is very famous hadith, Man bana masjidan lillahi bana Allahu lahu baytan fil Jannah. We overhear that whoever try to build the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and help, is not we have to build the whole house. Anything we support to build the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promise that Allah will grant him the palace equivalent to his mercy and his grace. Sheikh Asqalani rahmatullahi alayhi, very great scholar, he narrated one incident that one rich man, he had the zeal that I must build the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by my own expense. So he started building, he bought all the materials by himself in all money, he did not go for donation or asking money from the people. One-handed, single man, he, and not only spending money, he was building the walls and roof by himself. Meaning wealth also, financial support, plus physical support. And this is the great sunnah of all the Anbiya alayhi salam. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam built Kaabatullah first, then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam with the help of Ismail alayhi salam, then Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salam Masjid al-Aqsa. So this is the great sunnah of Anbiya alayhi salam, and our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam physically participated building the Masjid al-Nabawi in Madinah Munawwara when he migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara. So building the masjid or taking part into the masjid construction is a great sunnah of Anbiya alayhi salam. So that man was building, and as he was building, one brick fell down from top. So now he's thinking, I have to come down all the way from the roof and pick up the brick again and climb again. So one Muslim brother was passing through from that area. He said, brother, you don't come down, I'll help you. So he picked up the brick, one brick only. He picked up the brick and he went on top and gave it to him. That's it. Masjid was built, completion by one man. Someone is saw in the dream that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has built a beautiful palace for that person who built the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this locality. So he was amazed. The palace was so beautiful in paradise, and that is a appreciation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then he saw there is another place, palace next to it, and that one also will be beautiful, very large. So he asked, whose palace is this one, the next one? So he said, it is for that person who pick up one brick and help you. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful and so ghayur. He said, even I cannot deprive a person who just helped with one brick to my house. I will recompense him too, because my treasure is vast. There is no shortage in my treasure. Right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him also. So that's why ulama said, if anywhere a masjid construction is going on, people come for donation, even you give one brick or one window, one door, one tile, one musalla, Allah appreciates it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him the reward equivalent to the whole palace. Not just one brick, in return you will get one brick in paradise. Allah is so merciful. Allah is so appreciative. So alhamdulillah, we can see the beauty of this masjid, alhamdulillah, is increased by brother who donated it. May Allah reward him and grant a lot of barakat and blessing in him, in his wealth. And may Allah ta'ala make sadqatul jariyah for him and for his whole entire family till the Yawmul Qiyamah. My brothers and sisters, one part is the decoration and maintenance of the masjid. We all participate. Like Allama Iqbal has said very beautifully, Masjid to banali shab bar mein, ima ki hararat walon ne. Masjid to banali shab bar mein, ima ki hararat walon ne. Man apna purana papi tha, barso mein namazi banna sake. It means, we have so much of spirit of iman that we can even build a masjid overnight. It's easy for us. But to become a punctual musalli of that masjid, the entire life is not sufficient. And this is the historical event took place in Lahore in 1917, before partition. In Pakistan, in Lahore, there is a masjid still there. And that masjid has four minaret and one dome on it. And that was a dispute among the Muslims and Hindus with regard to that plot. That Muslims were claiming, this is our masjid because we pray over here. And Hindus were claiming that this is our place and we're going to build a temple. So now the case went into the court. And the judge was a Britisher, English. And we're not going to interfere with the religion. So he said, since case came in my court, I have to go and visit that place. And whatever I observation will do, I will decide next day accordingly. So one of the lawyer, Muslim lawyer, called all the Muslims of that area in Lahore. And it is Shalimar, some place called Shalimar. So he said, if we want to grab this opportunity, we have to show that this is the masjid and we only got 12 hours. So he invited all the people and they all came after Isha, they started building the masjid. By Subah Sadiq, Fajr time, masjid was built up overnight. That's why the name of that masjid in Urdu, that is Shab Bhar, meaning one night. During the night, from Isha to Fajr, they built the masjid. Now Fajr, first Salat, they pray in that new masjid. Now after 10 o'clock, the judge came. The judge said, oh, this is the Islamic center. So he decided a case in their favor of the Muslims. So that historical masjid is still there in Lahore in Pakistan, and people go and visit that. In name of that masjid is Masjid Shabbar, meaning the overnight. What is my point, my brothers? We have that much of encouragement and spirit to build the masjid. We are so excited, overwhelmed to help and assist to build the masjid. But to make the masjid alive with the activities, with the prayers, with the ibadat, with the zikrullah, in that sense we are lacking. And this is throughout the world. All the masajid, you see the gathering for Jummah Salah, if you come the same Friday for Asr Salah, you will find 3-4 brothers are sitting. So are we Muslim just for Jummah, weekly Muslims? Or are we Muslim just for Ramadan? Or are we just Muslim for the Salatul Janazah? No. We are Muslim 24/7. And this is the sign of our Islam, that we should link ourselves to the masjid. We should frequent the masjid. We should make our masjid alive with activities of the Islam and activities of the ibadat. And there are so many virtues to come to the masjid. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the moment he sent down Adam alayhi salatu salam onto this planet, onto this earth, immediately he sent down Jibreel alayhi salam to appoint and build a masjid over here. Inna awwal bayt wudi'a lin-nas alladhi bi Makkah mubarakah lil-alamin. Very first masjid, Ka'batullah. Immediately after the descending of Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded to build the house of Allah. So it is a link between Muslim and mu'min and the house of Allah. A mu'min cannot live without masjid, Just like fish cannot live without water. If you bring out the fish out of water, out of ocean and river, it will die. Likewise, mu'min cannot be without masjid. He cannot stay out of masjid for his life. He has to link himself with the masjid. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, "Ahabbul bilad ilallahi masajiduha." The most beloved places inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the masajid, the house of Allah. وَأَبْغَضُ الْبِلَادِ أَسْوَاقُهَا. And the worst places are the markets, the malls, supermarkets. They are worst place. Why? Because shaitan and devil is misguiding the people from the zikrullah, from the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are making unmindful the people to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why it is said this masjid is so important. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, "Inna qala an-nabiy sallallahu alaihi wasallam man ghada ila al-masjid aw raha a'adda Allah lahu fil jannati nuzulan kullama ghada aw raha." Kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this hadith is muttafaqun alayh, Bukhari and Muslim, that every morning a person is going towards masjid or in the evening, أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَوْ فِي الْجَنَّةِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepare for him in paradise, نُزُلًا, a palace, كُلَّمَا غَدَى أَوْ رَاحَ, every morning and every evening is visiting to the masjid, the palaces are building up for him, one after the other. Another hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بَشِّرِ الْمَشَّائِنِ فِي الظُّلَمِ إِلَى الْمَسَاجِدِ بِالنُّورِ التَّامِ. Those who are coming in the darkness of the night, in the morning time, early morning time, or Isha time, which is a very dark time, give them glad tidings with the complete noor on the Yawmul Qiyamah. They will get the noor because of coming to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another hadith, Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated, that man sarrahu ay yalqa Allah ghadan musliman. Whoever likes that he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow in the day of Qiyamah instead of Islam. That when he meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first time, Allah must be happy with him and give him glad tidings that you are a Muslim, you are a true believer, the first meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now who doesn't like it, my brothers? Who doesn't like it? Everyone like it, that he should go in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instead of Islam and Iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man sarrahu, is make happy to anyone, ay yalqa Allah ghadan, that he must meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah instead of Islam. Musliman, what he should do? Fal yuhafiz ha'ula'i salawat. One condition, that he has to take care of all these 5-time prayers in the masjid. If he doesn't fulfill this condition, Allah will be angry with him, upset with him, and is not going to look at to him with the eyes of mercy. As he neglected house of Allah during his lifetime in this world, Allah will ignore him on the Yawmul Qiyamah. Where are you going to go, my brothers and sisters? Where other place? If my Lord, my sustainer, is not happy with me, and he's the only one, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَخَارِ لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ, he's going to proclaim, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ today. Who is belongs, this kingdom belongs to anyone? لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَخَارِ, only one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's not happy, he don't want to look at us. Why? Because we ignore, we neglected his house in this world. So he will not be happy. So you have to take care of the salawat in this masjid. He's continuing. حَيْسُ يُنَادَ بِهِنَّ, that he must take care of the salawat in the places where the azan is taking place, meaning the masajid. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَرَعَ لِنَبِيِّكُمْ سُنَنَ الْهُدَى, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a sunan for the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and وَإِنَّهُنَّ سُنَنَ الْهُدَى, and this masajid this masajid are from Sunanul Huda, the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way of guidance. And then he warned, walau annakum sallaytum fi buyutikum If you people start performing your prayers, your salat in your houses, kama yusalli hadal mutakhallif fi baytihi, and is given the example of that munafiq, hypocrite, who never used to come to the masjid, and he used to prefer to perform salat at home. Mutakhallif, staying behind, not coming to the masjid, not making an effort. That was only munafiq who dared not to come to the masjid. Otherwise, all the sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, they used to come to the masjid. And look at today's Muslim ummah, 99% claiming we are Muslims, but they are away from the masjid. If you see this and understand and ponder on this hadith and words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you cannot sleep at night. What is our condition? What is the condition of our iman? He said only munafiq is to stay away from the masjid and is to pray salat in the house. So Rasulullah sallam warned, if you people, mu'mineen, muslimin, start performing your salat at home without any solid excuse, like this mutakhallif, like this munafiq is praying at home, lataraktum sunnat nabiyakum. So in that condition, in that situation, you are going to ignore and leave the great tradition and sunnat of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entire life performed salat in the masjid. Only last few days when he was very, very sick, and in that condition also he tried to come to the masjid with the help of two sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, in a state that his mubarak leg was, you know, touching the ground. He couldn't even walk properly. And he came and he participated in the salat with the jamaat to show practically to the ummah till the yawm al-qiyamah how important to perform the salat with the jamaat, with the congregation. There is no excuse accepted for it. Walau taraktum sunnat nabiyyakum. Then he said, if you leave and ignore the great sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ladalaltum, you are going to be misguided. You're going to go astray. There is no other way. You know, that's why we are asking the hidayat in every salat, in every rakat. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made to repeat Suratul Fatiha in every salat of every rakat. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim, ihdinas siratal mustaqim, siratal ladina an'amta alayhim, ghayr al-maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. Right? We are begging, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us hidayat. Hidayat for what? Hidayat to practice on Islam. That's what we are asking every namaz, but we are praying salat at home. Now, which kind of guidance is that? Which kind of hidayat is that? We are living the great sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam so easily. Then he said in the same hadith, "Wama min rajulin, any person yatatakharu fayuhsunu tuhur, if he performs wudu at home and he performs wudu properly, correctly, according to sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, summa ya'madu ila masjidin min hadhihi al-masajid, then he intend to come to the any masjid, like masjid of this, illa kataba Allahu lahu bi kulli khatwatin yakhtawa hasanatan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates his effort, little bit sacrifice, making wuzu at home and coming to the masjid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates so much that for every step is taking out from his house, coming to the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him three things, three awards. لِكُلِّ خَطْوَةٍ حَسَنَةً, for every step is getting the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَرْفَهُ بِهَا دَرَجَةً, and his status elevated in paradise, raised in paradise for every step. وَيَحُطُ عَنُهُ بِهَا سَيِّئَةً, and Allah erase one sin out of his book of deeds. My brothers, we only taking one step towards the masjid, Allah is granting us three rewards for every step. And we are missing and ignoring, neglecting such a great reward. It doesn't concern to us. Oh, I can pray at home. I'm tired. I'm busy with my kids, busy with my family. Watching the game is so important for me. I cannot miss it. Is that game going to help you in the Qabr, in the Hashar? Or coming to the masjid will help you? How much of reward, my brothers and sisters, we are missing? There is only one life to live. We don't have second chance. If I don't come to the masjid, I am missing all these rewards. For every step, Allah is erasing my sin, Allah is elevating my status, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granting me reward. Then Rasulullah said, وَلَقَدْ رَعَيْنَا, Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu ta'ala is saying that وَلَقَدْ رَعَيْنَا وَمَا يَتَخَلَّفُ عَنَا إِلَّا مُنَافِقٌ مَعْلُومٌ. In our time, the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no one has courage to stay at home except a ma'loom munafiq, a hypocrite who was well known in the Medina, society of Medina. Everybody knew he is a hypocrite, like Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul. Everybody knew about him, that he was a hypocrite. Only that kind of person used to be dared to stay at home because he doesn't care, he's not a Muslim. He's not a Muslim by heart. He's just showing off. That's why he's munafiq. That's why he's a hypocrite. He has daring to stay home. Otherwise, a true believer, a sincere Muslim, never had guts to stay home and pray salat at home. وَلَكَدْ كَانَ الرَّجُلُ يُوتَى بِهِ يُحَادَى بَيْنَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ حَتَّى يُقَامَ فِي الصَّفْ. And this is hadith in Muslim Sharif. That even a person used to be sick sometime, any Sahabi used to be sick, and he had no strength and power to come by himself, he used to call two Sahaba, radiallahu anhum. They used to go to his house and bring him, carrying him to the masjid and put him into the row, in the saf of the masjid. That's how important, you know, they used to have the coming to the masjid. My brothers and sisters, today, do you see anyone who's coming to the masjid with the help of two brothers? Do we see that? No. In our society, I have a little headache, I can stay home. If I get to CBS, I stay home. If I get to Walmart, I stay home. I have an excuse, I am shopping. My home minister called me to bring tomatoes. Tomatoes bringing is more important than performing salat with the Jamaat. Allah can wait for me, my wife cannot wait. She will be angry, upset. This is our condition. And we all claiming we are a true believers. None of us say, oh, I am munafiq. Na'uzu billah. From bottom of the heart, we are the believers. But look at our actions. Is it matching to our claim? If I'm a true believer, how I can miss the salat? In one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, "Inna askala salat ala munafiqin salatul isha wa salatul fajr." That more hard and burdenful salat for the munafiqin, hypocrites, used to be salatul fajr and salatul isha. As I said, there was a darkness, there was no electricity in Madina Munawwara, so they used to dodge during the night because in darkness no one can see who is present, who is absent. So they used to take the advantage of the situation, and they used to stay home mostly for Isha and for Fajr. They never used to come. And if they had to come, it used to be so difficult and burden for them to go to the masjid in darkness of the night. And what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if a person coming in the darkness of the night to the masjid, give him glad tidings of the nur on the Yawmul Qiyamah. And that's what the munafiqeen used to dodge during the Isha and Fajr time. And what is the benefit in one of the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned? If a person is coming for Salatul Isha and praying with congregation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy and appreciates so much, he writes it down the ibadat of half of the night. In the 10 minutes, he's going to quit from the masjid. Just 4 sunnat and 3 witr wajib, he'll go. In his book of deed, angel is going to write, he was praying, making ibadat till midnight. So easy. And we are missing Isha Salat. Very few brothers come for Isha. And Rasulullah said, if the same person will come for Fajr Salat, a person who performs Isha with the congregation, if he comes for Fajr next morning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write it down the whole night worshipping in his book of deed. little bit effort, and look at how much appreciation Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shown towards it. How much we are missing, my brothers. We're going to sleep at night, but just consider, if you make sure and make punctuality of coming for Isha and Fajr only. Everybody is at home. No one is working Isha and Fajr time. Right? Everybody is at home. We just have to make little sacrifice. Come for Isha, come for Fajr, and whole night regarded as spending in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَلَوْ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا فِيهِمَا. If they know the rewards and ajar of coming for Isha and coming for Fajr, لَأَتَوْهُمَا وَلَوْ حَبْوًا. They will come towards masjid, Isha time, Fajr time, even if they have to crawl towards it. Habwan, crawling. We don't have to crawl. We got nice cars. Right? We just have to ignite and start car and come. We don't even have to walk. But look at Rasulullah SAW saying, even if they have to crawl, they will make sure they crawl and make all the effort to grab this opportunity of the reward and thawab which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised for Isha and Fajr. We don't have to crawl. We don't have to walk. We just have to come to the masjid with our cars. May Allah give us tawfiq. There are so many hadiths with this regard, my brothers and sisters. Masjid is now, alhamdulillah, upgraded and look much beautiful. So we should try to fill it with amal and with the actions. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.